It's 2:44. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Tom Rogers. Celeste Quinn is away today. Airline tickets are certainly a more expensive item these days, but that, the increased cost, doesn't even scratch the surface when it comes to the total expenses we're paying to take to the skies, which were once friendly. Airlines facing financial problems are now tacking on more fees for anything from fuel surcharges to extra baggage, more signs that we're not getting what we had expected for free in the past. Today we'll be talking with Elisa Richard. She's an editor with the website shermanstravel.com, and she's kept track of some of those extra fees, and she's here to tell us a little about what we can expect as we make our ways to the skies and what we can watch out for to make sure that we only pay the fees that we really need to pay, I guess. Elisa Richard joins us this afternoon on the phone. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Just great, and how about you?
Good, thank you.
All right. You've got quite a big list of fees, including the ones that we've heard most about. And I guess the one that's the most irritating to me as a flyer is where we were able to just check our bags and go, and they had a limit of two or three checked bags for free. In many airlines, you can't even get the first bag on for free.
Yes, unfortunately, we started to see this roll out a few months ago with American and United kicking it off. And now for your first bags, if you fly most of the legacy carriers, actually Delta's the only one who's held out. American, United, U.S. Airways, Northwest, they're all charging $15 just to check your first bag. So you have to keep in mind also that that is for each leg of your flight. So you're talking about for a $30 charge to check in one bag on top of the airfare that you are charged originally.
And I guess that fee, that second fee for the second bag, will fluctuate as according to how big or how heavy the bag is too.
Well, there are – going overweight is definitely a big issue. Mm-hmm. Fees for overweight baggage are pretty hefty. We're talking about $75 to $150 to go overweight on bags.
Wow.
But for a second bag, you're going to pay on all of the airlines basically now. The first bag, there's a few that it's still complimentary, but you're going to pay about $25 to check a second bag on any airline. Just keep in mind that we're talking about domestic flights. They've not yet installed these fees on transatlantic or international flights as of yet. Hopefully we don't see that, because usually when you're traveling long distance like that, you're traveling for longer periods of time and you need the extra luggage.
And I want to touch on that. We'll get back to the luggage, but you mentioned international flights and the lack of some of the extra fees. And one thing that struck me a couple weeks ago is United tried to start charging for meals on international flights.
They did. They did try. And actually, there was quite an uproar. They got a lot of feedback from their customers, I guess, emails and the such. And they actually rescinded on that. They're no longer going to be charging on transatlantic flights. So
Else has tried that too, right?
No, they were the first ones to test the waters on that, and it really backfired on that. People, for a long flight like that, people expect a meal. I mean, you're in the air at least, 6.5-7 hours on, the shortest jaunt to go, transatlantic. So
that bag of chips you buy at the airport just isn't going to carry you.
Yeah, that's not going to tide you over.
But what about the passengers' reactions to the bag fees? That annoys me. Has there been a lot of backlash to that? And why didn't it work for the domestic carriers and bags where it did for international flights and food?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess this model has been somewhat successful, with European airlines, kind of an a la carte menu. The budget carriers have been able to get away with that. And I guess people feel, as long as there's still ways to navigate around the fees, they're willing to accept it. I mean, the airlines have been feeling pain at the pump, just like everybody else has, and they've opted, rather than raise their airfares, to tack on these a la carte fees. So, I mean, you can still get away with not paying. You can choose to fly with an airline like Delta or JetBlue or AirTran who is not charging for the first bag, or you can opt to carry on. There's no charges for that, and I actually, since all of this fee business started up, I've been carrying on. I went out and I bought a nice, good carry-on bag, lightweight, you know, good quality, and I've been taking it with me the last few flights, and it's actually been a revolution. You know, you don't have to worry about having your bag lost in transit. You don't have to get there early to wait on the, you know, the check-in for the baggage. And when you get off the plane, you're at your destination. You can just take off and go. You don't have to wait at the carousel. So, you know, there's been somewhat of a silver lining to it. Carrying on can actually be, you know, a convenience.
Now, the restrictions haven't changed on carry-on luggage. You still have a size restriction and all that.
Yeah, they vary slightly by airline to airline. You know, you can always check out their websites. That information is always fairly easy to find. As a general rule, the bags should not exceed a length of 22 inches. Yeah, you don't want anything too big and bulky because
right.
then you'll have a problem getting it in the overhead bin.
You mentioned a couple of other alternatives that people are doing. In fact, you said that some shipping companies are advertising the fact that, hey, if you don't want to spend that extra money to put your baggage in check, why not ship it?
Right. Well, you know, I personally think that is a more of a hassle. I mean, to actually have to go to the place and, you know, deal with filling out all the paperwork. If
mm-hmm.
you're traveling somewhere on vacation, you need to call your hotel and make sure that they are willing to sign for your, you know, luggage when it gets there if you're not there. You know, that for me, I don't think that's the best route to go. But there are plenty of – I mean, if you have the extra cash and you don't want to, you know, deal with the – you know, the hassle of lugging your luggage to the airport, you can go through some specialized luggage shipping services that will take care of everything door-to-door for you.
Mm-hmm.
On occasion, it can turn out to be an economical option. For instance, overweight baggage, like I was telling you before, you know, usually the airlines allow up to 50 pounds as their standard weight. If you know you're going to have a big, bulky bag, you know, actually Delta charges as much as $175 for
Yikes.
An overweight bag.
Huh.
So, I mean, in a scenario like that, if you know you're going to be carrying a lot of heavy stuff, I mean, these past few weeks, you know, college kids going back to school, there may have been some scenarios like that where it was more economical to look into the United States Postal Service or FedEx and see how their rates stack up. In some instances, that makes sense, but it's pretty rare. Unless you're going to be carrying a whole lot of stuff, you're really going to get a better price just
right.
by paying the check bag fees.
You mentioned a couple of other fees, you know, and these have been sort of popping up over the years on just the process of getting the tickets and picking your seat and all that. What are some of the newer ones that we're seeing? I knew that airlines are trying to get more and more business online, so they're charging for phone assistance. But there are other fees that are coming up in that respect too.
Yes. I mean, most of the airlines charge about $10 to I'd say $30 to call up on the phone or to deal with somebody in person over booking online. So, yeah, I mean, that's a fee that you can easily avoid as long as you have a computer and internet connection. But, yeah, they've started really tacking on a lot of fees for the in-flight services. The most recent one was the blankets and pillows on JetBlue. That was a shocker. That was the one thing that you wouldn't really plan on paying for.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to be charging now $7. And,
but you get to keep the pillow, I bet, huh?
Yeah, you get to keep it. You get to keep it. So, and apparently they throw in a $5 Bed Bath & Beyond coupon in there. So
okay.
if you're going to go to a store like that, I guess it's worth your while and somewhat more sanitary. You
mm-hmm.
never know, you know, where those, you know, whenever you get off the plane, you always see those blankets and pillows all over the floor, you know. So
right.
It's not the best thing to snuggle up to. I mean,
yeah.
You have to hope they have a good process. So, I mean, you can always find a silver lining in anything. But, yeah, they will no longer be giving them out for free. So,
to
get around that, you can just go to your travel store. You can buy an inflatable pillow, you know, where they sell luggage, or a place like Brookstone. You know, those fold up real nicely. You can throw it in your purse and bring it on with you. I've been doing that for quite some time myself, and comes in handy because even for the airlines that still do carry blankets and pillows complimentary, they tend to run out so quickly. So,
In the process of picking a ticket, there are airlines now that are they're charging for seating preference. I know that United for a while has had a separate section that has a little bit more leg room, but I guess even choosing an aisle or window seat is more expensive in some cases.
Yes, they a lot of them have started charging for preferred seating is what they're calling it. And yes, it could be something as simple as an aisle seat. On AirTran, for instance, you'll pay $10 just to request to be in an aisle. The other airlines, it's more about having an exit row, you know, more leg room, you know, things that you could kind of understand the extra charge. So, yeah, you can definitely expect some extra fees if you want some extra leg room.
Is there a way to get around those fees at all?
There is. Most airlines hold on to their seating inventory until about 24 hours before the flight. So if you're planning on checking in online before you fly, check in about, you know, 24 hours, anywhere from 24 hours until the time of your departure, usually 2 hours prior, you can check in online until. And they'll open up their inventory then. So if they didn't sell those preferred seats, they're going to assign them out if they can't sell them. So you have a good shot of being able to pick a seat there if there's anything left.
And last thing, I know that a couple of years ago they started charging a couple of dollars, I forgot what the fee was, for checking in at curbside. And I know that had really gotten the people who run the curbside check-ins angry because that cut into their tips.
Yes, there are some airlines also now charging for that. The worst one is U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways is fee crazy. If you want to avoid the fees, you want to avoid U.S. Airways. They are actually charging $15 for curbside check-in now.
No kidding.
Yes, that's hefty. And yes, like you said, it doesn't include tip. And who's going to want a tip after paying $15? I mean, it's just not worth it. If you're going to fly with them, you're going to have to roll your own luggage in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, some nominal fees have been tacked on to airlines like JetBlue, Delta, United, but just a couple of dollars each.
So,
but still, it's something. It adds up.
So to wrap up briefly, is there any end to this? Are we ever going to get some relief, or is this going to be what we have to deal with?
Well, you know, I'm not an economist, but I would hope that if the fuel prices do go down again, we will see some of these fees removed. Keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay.
It's getting expensive.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Elisa, you too. Elisa Richard is an editor with the website ShermansTravel.com.